The truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
This is your country boy.
Can survive.
Surviving here in North Dakota. Let me get myself situated here in my broadcasting facility. James Kelso with the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. This is a live show, and thank you for joining us. I've got something special for you. I told you last night, Donald Trump said, I'm going to fly back to Mar-a-Lago after my arraignment in New York City earlier today. Unless he's physically stopped, he delivers on what he promises. So he did fly back. He did just finish, just a couple minutes ago, he finished his magnificent address to a standing room only, packed like sardines audience in the main ballroom of Mar-a-Lago. And it was spectacular. Well, I thought, oh, gee, we just missed it. It'll be online later tonight, and all of you can go back and listen to it later tonight. No, Donald Trump had it up on his DonaldJTrump.com website instantly when he finished. So I'll tell you, his staff, his operation is running Trump style. It is super efficient. So we've got it, and I'm gonna shut up. Who wants to listen to me when you can listen to the Orange Man himself? So I'm about to put that on. How long does he speak? It looks as if he spoke about a bit over 40 minutes. So let's get started. I might skip a little somewhere in the middle, but it's a beautiful, beautiful address, and there's so much I could say. So much happened today. It was all very, very good for us. But here he is now, just landed back at West Palm Beach International Airport, then drove in his cavalcade back to Mar-a-Lago down Southern Boulevard with thousands of us, people just like you, cheering, shouting, waving their flags, waving their Trump hats, thousands of us in New York, thousands of us in West Palm Beach and in Palm Beach. And I'm sure there are thousands outside Mar-a-Lago right now, probably just dark over there now. I'm an hour behind Mar-a-Lago here in North Dakota. But here we go. Here he is, finished moments ago in the main ballroom. You're there. Eric Trump is there. Matt Gaetz is there. I saw Mike Lindell was there. Donald Jr. Trump was there. And it was the people who count were there.
Thank you very much, everybody. And we have to save our country. God bless you all. God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago right here. The lying to the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislators, the millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras, and just recently the FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which exposes the Biden family as criminals and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. And we needed a lot less than that, like about 16.9. It would have been in our favor, not my favor, our favor, because our country is going to hell. And we remember the 51 intelligence agents who said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It didn't exist. It was Russian disinformation. Remember that? And that was all confirmed strongly by the FBI when they all knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation. And so much more. Our elections were like those of a third world country. And now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in our country, beginning with the radical left, George Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg of New York, who campaigned on the fact that he would get President Trump. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. This is a guy campaigning. He wanted to get President Trump at any cost, and this before he knew anything about me, didn't know a thing about me. He was campaigning. As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime and that it should never have been brought. Never have been brought. Everybody. Even people that aren't big fans have said it. They said this is not the right thing to do. It's an insult to our country, as the world is already laughing at us for so many other reasons, like our open borders, our incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we left behind American citizens, $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world, lost 13 magnificent young lives and far too many to mention that are so badly hurt with the loss of arms and legs and facial obliteration. The most embarrassing time in our country's history, in my opinion. Then our give up on energy independence and even energy dominance. We're going to be dominant within 6 months, more than any other nation times two. We had this all just 3 years ago, our raging crime statistics, if you look in Democrat-run cities, numbers the likes of which we have never seen before, the open threats by various countries of the use of nuclear weapons, something never mentioned or discussed by outside nations during the Trump administration, and which could very well lead under the Biden administration's leadership to an all-out nuclear world war. Three can happen. We're not very far away from it, believe it or not. An economy that has been crippled by the biggest inflation we have seen in more than 60 years, and a military that I used to defeat ISIS In 4 weeks, they said it would take 4 years. 4 weeks to kill al-Baghdadi and Soleimani, that has now gone woke at the top levels by trying to indoctrinate everyone down to the lowest ranking patriot. But now they have really stepped up their efforts by indicting the 45th president of the United States, who received ...75 million votes, which is more than any sitting president in the history of our country. And in the wings, they've got a local racist Democrat district attorney in Atlanta who is doing everything in her power to indict me over an absolutely perfect phone call, even more perfect than the one I made with the president of Ukraine. Remember, I kept saying, that's a perfect call. This one was more perfect. Nobody said, sir, you shouldn't say that. Many people on the phone were hung up in disgust because of something I inappropriately said, because nothing was said wrong. In fact, at the end of the call, we agreed to continue our conversation about election fraud, and election fraud specifically in Georgia, at a later time. Many people on the phone, including lots of lawyers, nobody found anything wrong with that perfect call until a book promotion tour many months later. All of a sudden, they say, you know, I remember Trump making a call. Let's look at that. This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately. Immediately. Then you have a radical left lunatic known as a bomb thrower who is harassing hundreds of my people day after day over the boxes hoax. You know, the boxes hoax, as we call it. Just so everyone knows, I come under what's known as the Presidential Records Act, which was designed and approved by Congress long ago just for this reason. Under the act, I'm supposed to negotiate with NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, which as of this date is a radical left troublemaking organization that red flags the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights as dangerous and triggering. Can you imagine? This is what we have to deal with. But there is no criminality under the Presidential Records Act. That is not what it's all about. We were negotiating in very good faith, proper way, in order to return some or all of the documents that I openly and in very plain sight brought with me to Mar-a-Lago from our beautiful White House, just as virtually every other president has done in the past. When FBI and DOJ officials with NARA were here, I told my lawyer to show them the very secure storage room in which they were locked. The FBI's sole request in writing was, could you please put another lock on the door? We immediately complied. It's a lot different than the Biden situation, isn't it? The next thing I know, we were raided by many gun-toting FBI agents who took whatever they wanted, including my passports and medical records. Everybody was in shock. Nobody had ever heard of such a raid before. We can't even believe it. Who would think that that could happen today? I immediately thought of the Fourth Amendment that protects against unreasonable search and seizure. But they did it anyway because our justice system has become lawless. They're using it now, in addition to everything else, to win elections. Apparently, they're not looking at me through the view of the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter has done, Ronald Reagan has done. Everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails, and that was okay. But nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what it was prior to a change, who others of his ilk say he's even worse than they are, is only looking at Trump, yet Joe Biden took massive amounts more documents, even removed many boxes to Chinatown. You believe that? Just got $10 million from China. Where did that come from? I guess they were banking on Hunter's expertise and had others stored in unsecured offices in Pennsylvania and strewn all over his garage floor where his now very famous Corvette is also stored. All over the floor, including classified documents. But that's okay. Perhaps most importantly, he has 1,850 boxes in Delaware, which he is refusing to give up. But isn't that real obstruction? That's obstruction. As president, I have the right to declassify documents, and the process is automatic if I take them with me. It's automatic. Declassified. Biden was vice president. He had absolutely no right to declassify as vice president. He doesn't come under the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. He comes under the very criminal Federal Records Act, unfortunately for him, but it's not going to matter because they don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties. He had classified documents that he took while he was a senator, which is absolutely inexcusable. And other senators, including Democrats, are outraged. But he's not being harassed and hounded like the people who work for me are. In fact, they seem to have forgotten about his documents entirely. So many, thousands and thousands, okay with him. They like to say that I'm obstructing, which I'm not, because I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home. But Biden is obstructing by making it impossible to get the 1,850 boxes or explain why many documents were located in Chinatown. Can't explain it. Why were they in Chinatown? I don't know. Lastly, I'm under investigation. This time a civil investigation by another racist in reverse who also campaigned on, I will get Trump. I will get him. This was her campaign. Never ran for office. I will get him. Her name is Letitia James. And she proclaimed while campaigning, quote, I look forward to going into the office of the Attorney General every single day, suing him, and then going home. It's before she knew me. She announced, what is fueling my soul right now is Trump. And that she had her eyes on Trump Tower. Those eyes are focused on Trump Tower. Didn't know the young lady. She even assured her supporters in an election promise that we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. And then she claimed that I was an illegitimate president. Thank you. Think of that. With all we did on energy, with all we did on the military, on taxes, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, right to try, people able to get drugs now that aren't approved. Hopefully you don't have that problem. Letitia James vowed to use every area of the law to, quote, investigate President Trump and his business transactions. Those transactions are going to be investigated, she said. And that of her family.
We'll be right back. We'll come right back to this, folks.
Because we're going after his family. And we're going after
them. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
I say all or nothing for Ukraine. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com just in case you ever need to use your firearm. The war in Ukraine started 1 year and 2 days ago. Let's reflect a little. The U.S. wasn't going to send tanks because that would cause World War III. Now we are sending tanks, but they're not going to get there for over a year. So the U.S. federal government intends to send money and other support for at least another year. Over $113 billion U.S. dollars have already been sent to the Ukraine. That's over $900 per taxpayer. How much of that money and how many lives have been lost because of our gradual support? We should have either been all in with everything that Ukraine needs from day one, or we should have stayed out entirely. Russia is famous for winning wars of attrition. Thousands or millions more will die. Western support needs to be aimed at winning or just give up. All or nothing. Either way, it will be cheaper financially and cost far fewer lives. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
yes, proud to be an American. Same music that Donald Trump used as he entered Mar-a-Lago just an hour ago. And we're going to hear the whole thing. He's only got 9 more minutes to go. And I paused it right where we left off before the break. And we'll have plenty of time, actually, to hear the entire thing. One of his most important addresses. This is Donald Trump. You're hearing him. He spoke live only an hour ago at Mar-a-Lago to an absolutely packed main ballroom of your favorite people, the people that count. Matt Gaetz was there, Eric Trump, and Don Jr., and Mike Lindell. So we'll get back to the president here in just a moment. And listen carefully. My 11-year-old boy is sitting right next to me here. He's listening. as he does during the radio show. But this is an especially important address from the president. So here he is. I'll restart it just a few seconds before we cut out in the break.
Because we're going after his family, and we're going after them hard. This is all before entering office and all before knowing anything at all about me. But you're going to get me. This is why, along with unrelenting crime, so many people and companies are leaving New York. She said that I falsified my financial statements, but in fact, we're proving and will prove that my financial statements were substantially more than we submitted, not less. And in all cases, have a strong disclaimer clause in them, which tells the institutions that may look at that if they want to, not to rely on the statement. But they've got a problem with their case because, number one, I'm very underleveraged. They can't believe it, all the stuff they read and gave, and have very little debt relative to the value of assets. And importantly, not one bank has lost even $1. She was investigating me to save banks. They have very good lawyers. But they didn't lose a dollar with us during this period of time. In fact, the banks we're talking about made almost $200 million off Donald Trump, and they liked me very much. We never missed a payment, never got a default notice, had a great relationship with all of them. I don't need banks. They have a lot of cash. I built a great business with my family, built a fantastic business. I have a son here who's done a great job, and I have another son here who's done a great job. And Ivanka and Barron will be great someday. He's tall. He is tall and he's smart. But I have a great family and they've done a fantastic job and we appreciate it very much. They've gone through hell. So she's suing me over banks that weren't defrauded when she should be focused on violent crime that's driving people out of the state. This is a persecution, not an investigation. She's put our family through hell. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to defend. But our heads are held very, very high. They want to settle the case, but I want no part of that. So here we are now. It's where we were today, in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read, with a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case. There's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that, because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today. Everybody said, this is not really an indictment. There's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here. They're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that...
Let's pause it right there. Just 5 more minutes of our greatest president. Stay tuned.
This man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth-tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is so much more eloquent than yours truly. He has only been, we're only half an hour into our show. He has only five more minutes to conclude an historic speech, in which he recaps his entire presidency, covers all the best, biggest points of the current persecution of our greatest president. He did all of this in 5 minutes from now, in half an hour. Unbelievable. I can take up a whole hour just chewing the fat. So here we go, back to the real deal. The orange man, Donald Trump, tonight, in Mar-a-Lago. Wouldn't it have been for any of us something to be in that ballroom?
Claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account. His chief prosecutor, who represented the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton and a firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, He quit the firm in order to go to work in the DA office in order to get Trump. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat firm. Ultimately, he quit as chief prosecutor because Bragg didn't think he had a case. Think of the same guy that brought this ridiculous thing today. Yet during his investigation, this prosecutor named Mark Pomerantz wrote and published a book saying all sorts of privileged things and has been very strongly reprimanded. He was reprimanded so strongly. I've never seen anything like it. That's probably the end of it. But what he did was probably very illegal, but he was very, very strongly reprimanded. Even District Attorney Bragg was furious with him. They were having a tremendous fight in the office because of it. But hope is never lost because various prosecutors in the DA's office also quit because they thought President Trump was being treated very unfairly. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, I love them. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them. The DA's office even had a webpage. Meet the team of executives who have done this to President Trump. That was the title. Isn't that nice? They immediately had to take it down. Meanwhile, overall, crime in New York was up 30% last year, much more than that the year before, with felony assaults, robberies, and burglaries all up by massive, massive numbers. Not the same place that I know, not the same place that you know. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of it. We recently had another trial, and the same judge told the fine man who worked for me for many, many years that if you admit your guilt, you will be in jail for 90 days. But if you don't, if we go through a trial and you're found guilty, you're going away for 10 years and maybe longer, which for a 75-year-old man with a great family really means life. What the prosecutors and judge did to that man, I will never forget, because it's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. They said, you say anything about Trump, meaning that's bad, and you won't even have to serve the 90 days. You'll walk free. And they say that to many of my employees. We have this Jack Smith lunatic threatening people every single day through his representatives. They're threatening jail terms. But talk about Trump and you'll go free. This is where we are as a nation. Who would have thought? They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. That's the country in which we live, however, right now. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. Russia has joined with China. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia has joined with Iran. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Would have never happened if I were your president. Would never have happened. Nor would Russia attacking Ukraine have happened. All of those lives would be saved. All of those beautiful cities would be standing. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Sam and Dave. Don't you be sad. I'm coming. I am your retribution. So hold on. He's coming. Yeah, he's coming. As the president's walking out of the ballroom, surrounded by very good security. There's Matt Gaetz. The future of our country depends on the people in that room and you. I stand with Trump, maybe in the front there. This is amazing. And you can tell in the faces of those security men and a security woman that I saw. They know stuff. They are very alert. This man's risking his life for you every minute of every day. And has been doing so for 6 years. The age of 76. He's still working his way through this huge crowd. Shaking hands. Wow. Wow. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard the entire thing. And there's plenty of time left in the show. This man can make a point succinctly. I wish I could learn to do that. If you want to call in, it's 512-248-8252. And the I'll just review what you perhaps like myself today, if you had a chance, you've been following the president's odyssey from Mar-a-Lago yesterday to New York, stayed at Trump Tower last night, thousands of Patriot supporters just like you, greeting him all along the way, everywhere, every airport, every road he was on. And then today, he gets his arraignment and a big nothing burger, apparently. We still haven't seen it. These Democrats, these communists, very cagey, aren't they? They don't want you to see anything. They don't want you to know anything. It's all national security, and it's an ongoing investigation. That's her favorite phrase, an ongoing investigation. So here we are. Let's take a call here. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I guess you noticed he said our currency is collapsing right before he said, Joe Biden's done all that damage.
Yes, and he said a number of things. First of all, something that really struck me is there was humor in the speech. I think what the best humorous point was Letitia James. I think he was talking about Letitia James, the reverse racist in New York, who she said, you know, I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to get him. And then he said, and by the time this is over, you're going to know my name, Mr. Trump. And Trump just he paused. I can't convey it over the microphone here, but he made a face. He just made an expression. And after he said, you're going to know my name, he went, eh.
Well,
that was so eloquent.
The prosecutor leaked the grand jury, right?
Leaked
the grand jury stuff. I mean,
that's a felony.
That's enough right there to get the guy impeached, isn't it?
Well, yes, but now what Trump is, you know, he's clearly, he understands this as well as any of us in this audience. He understands, well, he said it in this speech. America, what did he say? I wrote it down here. He said, the USA is a mess. And he also said in this, we're on the verge of a murderous nuclear World War III, which we would never have gotten anywhere near such a thing with Trump as the president. He said a number of things. Very, very, he combines incredible seriousness, life or death seriousness.
I'm sorry, are you hearing a crunch in the phone? I'm hearing a bunch of static. I just wanted to say, if people seriously think that we're going to have a currency collapse, they might get some fuel stabilizer in about 4 or 5 5-gallon jugs so they have enough to get around for hyperinflation hits.
Yes.
I think we need to go into local constabularies, banks, printers, and chambers of commerce and start getting local scripts going like the colonists had, local scripts that would keep our local economies from grinding to a halt. It might give us some privacy.
Everybody, all of us, in one way or another, we're making provisions for things we never thought would happen. You know, whether it's food or water or fuel spendable cash. Everybody's doing all of that, but the first priority.
Cash won't work probably if it goes.
Well,
it goes into hyperinflation, Venezuela, Argentina mode.
Right, but the thing to remember.
We end up with coupon money.
Right, but there is something unique about what you and I and everybody hearing us is experiencing. This has never happened in the history of the world, which is this country. Hang on, just a sec. Let me finish the thought. This country is the last hope of planet Earth. And if the flame of liberty is extinguished in America, you know, I like everybody else, I'll have my own provisions for, you know, hanging on as best I can. But if liberty is extinguished in America, that's it. That's the end of the human race. That's the end of civilization. Now, it's possible we may come back from that. It's possible maybe 4 generations from now, people that, you know, you nor I have ever heard of or, you know, survivors of this may rebuild civilization again. But this, the immediate imperative, and I addressed this in a couple of shows recently, is that we have, all of us, like all of those people in the Mar-a-Lago ballroom, all of us, we have to pull together as patriots. All of the people who've thrown their names out there as silly fools, who put their names out there as challengers to Donald Trump, if they were smart, which I don't think they are, if they were smart, they would withdraw their name from consideration. They, too, would put their shoulder to the axle and push with all of us. And that we'll stay together. We hang together or we hang separately. So this election coming up, and it is right around the corner. I mean, there will be this is right around the corner. And what the Democrats do, of course, they will try to steal the election. That is guaranteed. And what we will have to do is we'll have to move like a rugby scrum. We will have to move like a giant turtle of patriots, moving this way, then that way. and we'll have to adapt as we go. We'll have to improvise. We'll have to stay together. Locked,
improve
arm
your
in
health
arm.
As best you can. I mean, and I've on this very network heard some people saying they're ready to take their last stand, and I'm like, where does all your knowledge go? You know, we're going to lose a lot of knowledge base if people, you know, decide they're going to be martyrs. I've heard a lot of that kind
well,
of talk
that's
on
what,
here.
That, okay, that, that is something that these various communists that Donald Trump was describing tonight, that is probably what many of them are hoping for. They would like to see, see violence break out.
Just like on January 6th, be always aware there's provocateurs, infiltrators, and stuff like that. So,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we're going to win.
Right, well, I'll let you go.
As a non-complying, yeah, we're going to win as a non-complying right. public without violence.
You got to prepare your community, or you're not prepared, though.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you, Mike, for calling. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. We'll be back here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed
We're
all
back,
alone.
Folks.
He didn't say much.
And I do this so often. We've got one more segment here, and James just called from Vancouver. James, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good evening. I thought that was a perfect summation Donald Trump made. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Facts of the case, what the law said, and what we can expect.
Yeah, it was great. And, of course, all of you in the audience there, you missed the visual of the incredible crowd, the rapt attention, the raucous cheers, but you heard the intensity in the voice. And the
I'm glad he's back in Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, that's very important. Exactly. When he said, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow night, I'm going to talk to you from Mar-a-Lago. I had both my fingers crossed because these SOBs, you know, who knows what they were going to try to pull with Donald Trump, you know, put him in jail, you know, the whole thing.
An accident.
Right. Exactly.
And New York is gone to hell.
Right. How about the FBI staging another false flag incident?
Yes, all that stuff.
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I'm so glad he drove back down Southern Boulevard and he's, you know, he's in his home now. And so this is, I'll tell you, the movement of which you and I and people all over the world, too, you don't have to be an American to be in this movement. It is more together now than it has ever been. Even though we've been cheated and we've had everything stolen from us, the movement itself is more dedicated and fired up now than it's ever been. And it's only, oh, get this. You may have heard this, James. Unbelievable. I should have this in front of me, as I don't have the numbers in front of me. The president put them up on his site. Maybe if I just go down his page, I'll find them. But the bottom fell out for Ron DeSantis in the last 5 days. Ron DeSantis, his numbers, nobody is supporting him now. Nobody.
They can't.
Let me see if I can't find him here. Here's he says, I just lifted off for Palm Beach. He's texting or messaging from his seat on his plane. Here he goes. He says, Alvin Bragg has now shut down New York City for his arraignment. He shut down New York City. He brought in 38,000 NYPD officers and will spend an estimated $200 million.
Jesus.
Yeah. We'll go into it tomorrow night, folks, here in the Trump Clubhouse.
All right, let's go.
James, thank you. And I'll see you tomorrow night. And thank you all. So long for now.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.